Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This week marked the passing of one of the great leaders in modern Christendom, a man who had a profound impact on the spread of the gospel in general and the health and stability of families in particular. That man was Dr. James Dobson, founder and former president of Focus on the Family. It's hard to believe when he founded Focus in 1977 that he had any idea that its positive impact on families would extend beyond his home state of California to the entire United States and ultimately throughout the world as Focus on the Family expanded its international footprint. In the early 1980s, less than 10 years after its founding, Dr. Dobson was asked to serve on President Reagan's Commission on Pornography, an experience that would forever change his life and ministry and would have an impact on Montana and our surrounding states in ways that continue to this day. Through his time on the commission, he came to realize that he could talk about strengthening marriages and families on his radio show, but if Congress continued to pass laws that undermined families, then he was basically spinning his wheels. So he founded the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. The council's mandate was to affect public policy in a positive way from a Judeo-Christian perspective at the federal level. They were incredibly successful and continue to be to this day under the leadership of Tony Perkins. They were so successful, in fact, that people began asking how they could replicate that model at the state level, and thus was born the Family Policy Council movement, which in turn birthed the Montana Family Foundation in the year 2000. At that time, each state-level council was directly tied to Focus on the Family, but eventually, Focus spun off both the Family Research Council and the state-level councils as standalone organizations. The Family Research Council by itself and the 42 Family Policy Councils under the umbrella of what is now the Family Policy Alliance. In hindsight, the formation of Focus on the Family, the Family Research Council, the Family Policy Councils, and the Alliance Defending Freedom, which he also helped found, seems prescient. The direct attack on families began in 1969 in California when then-Governor Reagan signed the nation's first no-fault divorce law, an action he later said was the single greatest mistake of his entire political career. Over the next decade, no-fault divorce became law in nearly every state, and the result was a divorce rate that went exponential, leaving devastated families in its wake. The next big attack came in 2015 when the U.S. Supreme Court, in a narrow 5-4 decision, legalized same-sex marriage, which opened the floodgates for even more attacks on family values in the form of transgenderism and the whole gender identity movement. Because of Dr. Dobson's passion for healthy marriages and families, groups like the Montana Family Foundation were well positioned to push back against these attacks. I first met Dr. Dobson in his office in 2003 and had the opportunity to spend time with him on multiple occasions throughout the years. He was kind and gentle, but passionate, with a backbone of steel when it came to defending traditional marriage for the sake of the kids involved. He understood God's plan for marriage, borne out in the statistics that consistently show that the best place to raise kids is in an intact home with their biological parents. Knowing Dr. Dobson was one of the great honors of my life. In an era when so many public figures are plagued by scandal or pretend to be one person in public and are quite another in private, Dr. Dobson was the real deal. A genuinely humble servant of Christ with a passion for strengthening families and marriages, all for the glory of God. He leaves behind a legacy of service and a pair of shoes that will be incredibly hard to fill. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.